AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is openly questioning President Trump's fitness for office.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
This follows a quick ending at the White House yesterday of a meeting between President Trump and congressional Democrats.
I will not take responsibility for his irresponsible behavior because we're pointing out the truth.
Pelosi had accused the president of a cover-up. President Trump says he won't work with Democrats until they end investigations of him. This is Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We want to continue to move forward and get things done. I think that the president and our team will look at administrative actions as well that we can take.
Sanders also insisted the president's walkout yesterday wasn't planned before Pelosi's comments. Missouri Governor Mike Parson got a look by air today of tornado damage in his state.
There's a lot of damage, significant damage to a lot of roofs, a lot of homes.
At least three people have died in Missouri. There is a lot of damage in the capital, Jefferson City. No deaths to report there, but that is where Larry Jett lives.
Got woken up with the sirens about quarter to 12. Quarter after 12, tornado coming through the house.
He, his mother, and his brother were in the house.
I thought we were dead. But we, by the grace of God, we're still alive.
Meantime, in Weber's Falls, Oklahoma, two barges are again loose and headed down the swollen Arkansas River toward a dam. Officials are warning it would be catastrophic if it collided with the dams. Police in Wichita, Kansas say a man who was firing gunshots inside an apartment has been shot and killed by officers after they tried to get him to surrender. The Atlantic hurricane season is off to yet another early start. But U.S. weather officials say it should be a near normal year along the Atlantic. The Atlantic hurricane season starts at the beginning of June. This is AP Radio News. Dutch and UK voters kick off a four-day European Parliament vote.
The Netherlands began voting half an hour before the UK opened its polling stations in a nation still wrestling with its plans to leave the European Union altogether. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said he doesn't want his country to follow the UK out of the EU door, saying the Netherlands needs the bloc to ensure its prosperity and stability. The elections come as support is surging for populists and nationalists who want to rein in the EU's power and limit immigration. Meanwhile, traditional powerhouses like France and Germany insist that unity is the best buffer against the shifting economic and security challenges posed by an emerging New World Order. I'm Karen Chamas.
The advocacy organization GLAAD says LGBTQ representation is up for major studio films released in 2018, but none included transgender characters. Of the 110 movies surveyed, 20, or about 18%, contained an LGBTQ character. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.